Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. She will update us on emerging disease investigations. Dr. Lisa?
Thanks. SHIC was formed in 2015 to help the industry monitor for and identify the unusual or uncommon pathogens that can occur and be able to react quickly to reduce the impact and prevent further spread. Many times as vets, we assume that common things happen commonly, but what happens when it doesn't? There's a saying I remember from vet school: when you hear hoofbeats, don't assume it's zebras. However, when you try to identify or prevent an emerging disease, investigation into the zebra is actually what you need to do. SHIC funds many projects that directly address emerging disease threats. How can you determine whether or not something you're fighting on your farm is a common pathogen or an emerging one? There's a couple steps that I always take. First is monitor for changes for what's expected versus not. Second, investigate the unusual. And then third, communicate the results. Monitoring. When you monitor for changes in the unexpected, it gives you the ability to know month by month or day by day whether or not something is expected. So, for example, when we look at the SDRS and we notice that month to month something is changing with PERS, that gives us an idea to further investigate: is it something that's usual or unusual? Has it happened long or is this recent? And then do further investigation. Another example is, again, from SDRS. We saw in January the results for influenza A virus suddenly went high. So we always have to ask, why is this happening? And again, further investigation. Other investigations from monitoring occur when we look at different diagnostic tissue submissions. For example, comparing a respiratory clinical presentation from a virus that's supposed to cause disease gives us pause and asks again, why is this happening? That leads us to investigate. When we see these unexpected changes, and they may be consistent or severe, it's important to properly perform an investigation to identify the whys. For example, when APP was identified in a finisher, we went through an outbreak investigation to understand what's the common source of risk for that outbreak. Also, when we look at a new disease, such as the case of porcine astrovirus 4, we wanted to investigate, can that pathogen cause respiratory disease on its own, or is it associated with another viral disease? Lastly, after we fund projects, we want to make sure we can communicate the results to all of our stakeholders. Our goal for communications includes prevent further impact from the disease, develop a new tool or mitigation strategy to combat that new disease, or something like improve current diagnostic tests that can detect this pathogen, or even if it's got a new clinical presentation or sequence. While these steps for evaluation of a new or an emerging disease seem simple, a lot of work goes into the initial identification of such a threat. Routine monitoring allows for the identification of a potential zebra and can lead to further investigation and subsequent knowledge building. We do know, however, that not all investigations find something new or emerging, but in order to understand what is occurring, sometimes additional steps and research needs to happen and investigate the new or unusual presentation. Taken together, these steps can result in better preparedness and response efforts and lead to overall improved herd health and protection. For more information on these results and monitoring, including pathogen investigations and outbreak investigation tools, you can visit the SHIC website at swinehealth.org.